Eric, before the season, I asked, what would a 1,000-yard season against all SEC opponents mean for you? I know you're a team-first guy, but with three games left, that is still a realistic possibility. How would you assess how things have gone on that front?
You know, I think about that all the time. You know what I'm saying? It still means a lot. Still pushing forward with three games left. I think we got enough chance to go out and do it.
And then when you think about you growing up and being from Tennessee and this Florida game, I mean, you've known about this rivalry for a long time. What does this rivalry mean to you?
I mean, you know, it means a lot. It means a lot to everyone in this program that Tennessee-Florida rivalry game is something that you come here to play for. You know, that's a big game. Everyone's watching on CBS at 3:30. So, you know, I love it.
Hey, Eric, how you doing today? A couple things. First, talk about how frustrating maybe it's been the last couple of weeks. You know, that's the third open day Tennessee's had, watching football and not being able to play. And then also the concern for teammates who might be going through contact tracing and as you hope to get them back, you know, moving forward, especially for the Florida game.
You know, it's tough not to be out there playing, watching all these guys play and not being able to play. But it has also been a great way for people to, you know, get back fresh, get back healthy, you know, plan this SEC schedule. Some guys getting banged up. So to be able to get back fresh and those guys that are in contact tracing, they're still being able to, you know, work out a little bit on their own and still be ready to they come back on Friday to be ready to play on Saturday.
Having a game canceled on Monday, you have a, you know, sort of a random holiday you weren't expecting. What was that like for you guys?
You know, it's always good to be able for everyone to go home and, you know, like refresh, restart, to be able to spend Thanksgiving with your family and just to go out and, you know, you have practice where you're going over the fundamentals, just to getting back to the basics and then being able to go home and spend time with your family. You know, no one expected that going into the week, but to be able to do that, I think it was good for everyone.
What is it like as a player to get off the practice field on Monday and realize, hey, that game we were prepping for is not happening? What is that experience like?
You know, it's a shock to you, but I'm a kind of the guy that looks at it half full, looks at the glass half full. So I'm like, well, we can't play, but this is also a good way for guys to, you know, get their bodies back, get refreshed, and being able to go reset their minds and prepare for Florida this week.
What do you see as your strength as a running back? Is it vision? Is it balance? Is it your cutting ability? What is your strength?
I would say my elusiveness, my vision, and being able to make someone miss. You know what I'm saying? I believe that's what I've done my whole life, and I feel like that's what my strengths are.
So at what point in your life did you realize you had those skills as a running back?
Probably eighth grade, because up until that point, I played quarterback my whole life.
Did you like playing quarterback?
I did like playing quarterback, but in eighth grade, my eighth grade offensive coordinator was like, the fastest man on the team needs to play running back and not quarterback. So that's how I started playing running back.
Were you okay with that decision?
Yeah, I was okay with it. It was pretty fun.
Eric, you guys had one of your best games on the ground against Auburn, 200-plus yards, and you obviously, you know, had a big night. What did you guys do well against Auburn that maybe you hadn't in the previous weeks?
I felt like against Auburn we played more of coming out of halftime and keeping that pace going that we usually have in the first half. You know, in the previous games, you know, we talk about we got to play 60 minutes. I feel like we did that. We came out and did that in the second half. I feel like we got to keep improving upon that. We got to make sure we go out there and play and we prepare right last week. That's what I feel like. We prepare right against Auburn, and we got to do that again this week against Florida.
And for you personally, I mean, I know you've had some time off, so, you know, the work hasn't really piled up. But against Auburn and Arkansas, I think you had 59 combined touches as far as catches and rushes. How's that workload? I mean, how have you been holding up?
I mean, like you're saying, with that time off, I've been able to get my body right. I think I do a great job of taking care of my body after games and before games, so I'm pretty good.
Play at home since October 24th, 6 weeks without playing in front of the fans. How much you miss playing in front of the fans, in front of, you know, being in Anyland Stadium?
You know, you definitely miss it. I was thinking about that just yesterday. I was like, we haven't played at home in a while, and, you know, it's going to feel great to be able to get out there and play and to just be in front of our home crowd. You know, it's weird not playing in front of your home crowd for 6 weeks. That's unprecedented, but being able to go out there this Saturday and being able to play against a great team in front of our home crowd, I think it'll be pretty fun.
Eric, this year you don't have to have a winning record to play in a bowl game. How would you feel like if Tennessee doesn't finish this season with a winning record? How would you feel about going to a bowl game at that point?
You know, a bowl game is always fun. It's always a great experience. You know, I remember the bowl game, us going to the bowl game last year, going to the Tax-Slayer Bowl was a great experience for me as a freshman. You know, some of our guys last year never got to experience that, and our freshmen haven't got to experience that. So I think going to a bowl game is a great experience for everyone.
Eric, you talked a little bit earlier about still having a chance at a 1,000-yard season. Are you reminding your offensive line or saying, hey guys, I'm pretty close, it's within reach? Are you trying to remind them of that, to give them some extra motivation for you over these last three games?
I haven't, but I probably should. But I'm sure as long as they go out there and they prepare well every week, and you know what I'm saying, I'm a team-first guy anyway, so I just want to go out there and get the most from my team, and then at the end of these three games, let's see where we're at.
Eric, maybe if you promise to buy them lunch, they'll block better for you.
Take him out for steaks or something. That's what I need to do.
Tell me your thoughts on the Tennessee-Florida rivalry. When did you first hear about it, and did you pay a lot of attention to it when you were growing up?
When I was growing up, you know, my dad is a big college football guy. So, you know, he always talks about it. He always talks about those games, talks about Tennessee-Florida. Like, that's the – when we were talking about what school – when I was getting recruited, we were talking about what schools I want to go to, and he was telling me, you know, like, that Tennessee-Florida rivalry, the Tennessee-Bama rivalry, all of those games are big rival games that you want to play in. Those are games that you want to play and you want to do well in, because everyone's watching. Everyone in the country is watching.
Eric, you know, with a team, with the losing streak and everything, you know, people wonder about team morale and whatnot. But, I mean, you guys seemed to, you know, it didn't seem like effort was a problem at Auburn. You haven't seen the opt-outs at Tennessee like you have at other schools. Just, you know, what's the motivation, and how would you describe just kind of the pulse of the locker room right now?
I mean, like you said, you haven't seen a lot of the opt-outs that you've seen at other schools, and that just shows the mindset of our team. That shows that we're in it to win it. We're all in it together. Everyone's in it together. We just want to go out here and we want to flip the script. We want to flip the script, and we want to get this train back on the tracks and keep going forward. We want to make sure we're doing everything, preparing each week the right way, so we can go out there and put our best foot forward.
Eric, when you guys have had guys out in contact tracing and infection, what is that like? Are they able to kind of be in meetings with you guys? And what is that like to have, you know, a coach there and then some players in meetings and then players, you know, I guess via Zoom? What is that sort of experience like, and what are the challenges that come with that?
You know, it really helps those guys who are in contact tracing, because they're still able to be in meetings. They're still able to be there via Zoom and virtually. So they're still being able to learn and get those mental reps, because the mental rep is just as important as the physical rep. So for them to be able to do that Zoom, that really helps them not, you know, it gives them something to do throughout the day when they can still watch film on the opponent. They can still look at practice. They can't practice, but they can look at practice and see like what we're doing, and they can see what they can do to help.
Eric, going back to David's first question about, you know, the bowl appearance, when you look back at that game last year, you were a freshman. You were obviously the player of that game. How important were those extra practices to you? And then if you guys got the opportunity to go to a bowl this year, how important do you think that would be for this team moving forward, given the unfortunate circumstances that have cost you guys so much time on the field?
Those extra practices were definitely if you look at last year, our last game was Vanderbilt. And then being able to go from Vanderbilt to the Indiana game, I felt like you saw so much of a better, complete team. You know what I'm saying? Those extra practices throughout December allowed us to come together, go through the basics, and it gave us a lot of time on our opponent. It gave us a lot of time to practice what we were doing and to perfect what we were doing. So I think going to a bowl is a great experience. It allows you to build on your next season. It allows you to get a game in to build on and see what you need to work on and what you have already in your program for the next season.
Yeah, Eric, you talked about the contact tracing a minute ago. Can you imagine a year ago when you hadn't played a lot of football, having to miss 28 days or 42 days in different bouts of contact tracing like some of your teammates have? How much do you feel like that would set you back? And just talk about kind of the hit on your development that would be.
You know, it's definitely unprecedented for to be able to miss those kind of days. But I feel like what our people have brought together with being able to work out a little bit as well as be in meetings, I think that has definitely helped those guys not miss so much. You know, they can't be out there physically, but they can be out there on their own and do little weightlifting things with coaches to be able to just not miss everything. They can miss some things, but they don't have to technically miss everything.